That's right, A-Town, you know what it is. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
What's going on, y'all? This is Yagi.
Good morning, Yagi. How you doing?
I'm doing cool. Man, I went out with this girl last night, and, you know, we had a good time. We went to Cheetahs and everything. And, you know, I spent a lot of cash. You know, I'm an artist, so everything was cool.
What did you draw?
We planned to go to my house.
What did you draw?
She followed me, and she just dipped off. I don't really know. What happened? I don't even know what the situation was. So I'm really just trying to, you know, get a resolution to my problem.
So let me ask you this. Yagi, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Yagi. So Yagi. So, like, what happened on the date? Like, while y'all was at Cheetah, did anything interesting come up?
I mean, yeah, everything interesting, man. We had Cheetah. So, you know, girls everywhere.
So the conversation while y'all were there, was there any time she made you feel like she was not interested, or made you feel like she might have been involved
or
with somebody
playing
else?
You and just wanted your cash and not your penis.
Right.
No, baby. She was all in. Trust me. She was all in from the get. She all on me. You know, she's telling me that she wants to come back to me.
Listen, we gonna call her for you. What's her name?
I was Asia.
Okay, yeah. So look, we're gonna get Asia on the phone. Yagi, don't say nothing till we done, bro. We got you, all right? When we tell you to come in, then that's your time to shine.
All right, bro.
All right.
Man, you could tell he was doing too much. You know how them dudes be just, oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. She was probably
maybe not.
Hey, man, she might have met somebody in the strip club that offered her more money and got the hell on you.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Asia, please?
This is she. Who's calling?
Hey, Asia, what up, girl? This is Streets Morning Takeover with Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout to Shout. You got a few minutes to talk, baby?
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, you sound like you want to talk this morning. So listen, hey, we got a segment on our show called Second Date Update, Asia.
Okay, so Asia, there's a situation where a young guy named Yagi called us. And Yagi said that after the date, you all were supposed to have a nightcap. And for some reason, you didn't quite make it back to his house. What?
Yeah, I know
who
you're talking about.
Oh, you laughing. Oh, it's funny. Tell us what's going on.
I know who you're talking about. Okay, so me and this guy, we was kicking it. We decide to hang out, whatever, and we go to Cheetah, the strip club in Atlanta. So we hanging out. Everything was good. I'm feeling him. His vibe is good. I'm really feeling him and his swag. He was doing everything right. So I was like, okay, let's see where we go. We was drinking. I got a little tipsy. Things was good. But as he leaving, because he was like, oh, you want to go back to my crib? I was like, all right, we'll go back to your house. So we going back to the house now. I'm really feeling him. So I really planned on taking it there with him. It's been a while, so I was going to go there. And as he's telling me to follow behind him, I'm following behind him, and his Bluetooth connected to my phone. So while his Bluetooth connecting to my phone, I'm hearing everything that he's talking about to some other girl. And she's telling him, like, oh, why are you at your mother's house? Like, come on, come to my house. I got something for you. I'm ready to go down on you. Do you do all this freaky, sexy stuff to him? And I'm just like, oh, so you want to do this? And
so wait. So, Ashley, that sounds crazy. Wow. So you telling me when you pulled up behind him after the club, your car's Bluetooth picked up his phone?
Yes,
how did it get connected to your Bluetooth in the first place?
Because he's like this, I guess, producer or artist or whatever, and he wanted me to listen to some music because he's trying to sign something like that he was doing. I can't remember, but
he had already connected in your phone to begin with.
It was already connected in my phone to begin with. Oh, so when I followed behind
hilarious.
Him,
I must keep it 100. I'm so glad I'm hearing this right now because. Ooh, this could save some lives. No, I'm just saying, it's just you know, you just want to be cognizant of what could happen. So look, so when you heard the conversation, what happened?
I drove off. I'm not going to your house with you when you already had plans on leaving. You telling a girl you at your mother's house and how you going to come over and do this. So how this going to work?
So Asia, check this out, man. This is kind of how this segment works. It's called Second Date Update. And, of course, he was just trying to figure out what happened and why you pulled off. But he actually just found out because he's on the line. You just told him. Yagi.
Hey, baby. It's not even like that, baby.
Yeah, it's like that because you was going to go over there. You was going to give it up to her.
I'm saying, I mean, I just met you. You know, I just can't stop on my previous engagements, but yeah, I just met you, baby. You know.
Okay, so why waste my time if you dealing with other people? I mean, yeah, Grant. was going someplace. We was going somewhere. So what you was going to do? You was going to smash me and then go to her house? And you lying. You lying to her, telling her you at your mother's house. You not at your mother's house. You was with me.
Why
even entertain her conversation? I don't trust you. No.
Baby, it's not even all that. We just, man, I'm just trying to get to know you a little bit. You know, we probably can have something going on. Really special, you know.
So, so Yagi. Yagi.
No.
What went through your head when she pulled off from you behind you at the light?
I said, what the hell, man? What the f***? I thought we had it going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did. I was going to give it up to you, and I wanted to. I was feeling you, too, but you killed that. As soon as she called, and you lying to this girl. Who's at their mama house at 2-3 in the morning anyway?
Okay, so
unless
wait a minute.
You live with them. You live with your mother?
Yagi, why are you exposing yourself right now anyway if you obviously have somebody that you're messing with? You don't think she listens to the radio?
You know, probably not this one. Hopefully not. But, I'm really interested in Asia on some real talk. I'm really interested in her, and it's really something about her that draws her to her.
So,
and
yeah.
If she would have the chance, then I would really, really make it up and we'll really have a good time again.
Wow. Asia, are you going for it, or?
I don't know, because if he's doing it to her, he's going to do it to me, too.
You smart, girl. You real smart.
So, Asia, I'm asking, are you willing to give Yagi a second chance at a second date?
Mm-mm. I'm good.
You not?
Aww.
On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, you would not be receiving this $100 that you guys would have picked up had she gave you a second date, Yagi.
No,
so, go on to your mama house, Yagi.
Go ahead,
man.
Go
mama.
A-Time, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update, 443-520-945. Keep it where you got it. We're number one in the streets. The Streets 94.5.